or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
The same people that published the NIV published the Satanic Bible. And what is the title? The Joy of Gay Sex. The same ones that published the NIV. Do I need to go further? Or are you convinced? Is something wrong with that? The very same ones. The Satanic Bible. There's no conviction there. Read it. Go, if you have one, we may have a bonfire in the retention pond one day. You know, they bought all their magician books and stuff. Bring your NIVs. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word there, inspiration, means God breathed. Here's a principle. Here's a key for you. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Do you know, let me try to paint a real quick picture for you. The host of heaven is an army. All of heaven is like the universe. Everything works together in a harmony. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, or is God breathed. That Bible you have, that scripture, is God breathed. It's the Logos. But now you put it in your mouth. And so that means that God's word, or God's breath, and your breath combined together are released into this dimension. Because God gave man dominion and authority in this realm. So we need to take his word, his inspiration, get it in our mouth, because we are legal on the planet. That's why Jesus, the Son of David, had authority here, because he was the Son of David. He didn't have authority here because he was the Son of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. He had authority in the earth because he was the Son of David. It's in your Bible. Because he was born here. That's why Lucifer and the fallen angels have no authority here. They weren't born here. They weren't taken from the earth. They didn't come through the womb. So see, you have authority here. God desires to take this earth back and establish his kingdom, so he gives us his word. He sent his word. And his word has to be in our mouth, because his word is inspired by God. It's God breathed. So when his word is in our mouth, something's coming out of our mouth into this atmosphere, into this climate, into this environment that has God on it. Amen. Because you have authority here to release it. And then the harmony comes in play, because the angels that are sent, that are encamped round about you, they listen for and they hearken to, they respond to the voice of God's word. So that when you start speaking the word, there's a whole lot of things go into play. That's why the devil don't want you singing songs of Zion. That's why the devil doesn't want you speaking prophetically. That's why he doesn't want you quoting verses of scripture. Every time you do, it's God breathed. A part of you and a part of God goes into the environment. And if you talk long enough, guess what? Your house that is full of confusion can be a house of peace. Amen. You step in that house, all of a sudden a peace comes on you. Why? Because you've created an environment, you and God. God dwells there. Amen. You dwell there. The enemy don't dwell there. You got to unleash the spirit and the power through your words. Time out for the silence of the lambs. I ain't saying nothing. I don't want to get involved. No, say something. Tell somebody, say something. Words are designed by God to carry life. When words come out of you, part of your humanity comes out every time you talk. Part is because your breath. See, God breathed into you. Every time you can't talk without breathing, a part of you comes out, just like God breathed. And when God speaks, he breathes. Every word of God is inspired. God breathed. There's breath on it. There's life on it. So it is with your words. God said his word would not return unto him void. Every word he speaks comes and is going to accomplish what he has purposed for it to come. No doubt about it. Amen. No doubt about it. Tell somebody, no doubt about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't concerned about it. I ain't trying to make it happen. God said it. It's coming to pass. Amen. You believe it. Our responsibility is to believe. Now, there's a kingdom language. We're talking about the language of purpose. When a person is moving in purpose, there's a certain language they speak. Amen. Some of you that have been saved a while, through, you know, there's the baby boomers, they call it Generation X, and then you got the millennials. You know, we're kind of covering almost three generations. But you can, if you came up in the early church and in, you know, some of the denominational church, you can remember how they talked, right? Where pastor come from? you know how the deacons would get at the altar and. You know, I see the elder, yeah, I remember. Get at the altar, you know, and then they'd be whining, and there'd be a language that they're speaking. It wasn't faith. It was something else. And I ain't knocking them, you know. Huh? But God show up. Yeah, God will show up, you know, anywhere two or more gather together. Or even in your prayer closet, God will show up. It don't mean that you're right. You say, it don't mean God gonna show up because you belong to him. You know, a naughty child, you know, they'd be bad. You whoop them, you still gonna give them dinner, right? Come on, boy, eat. My point though, God will show up. But if you notice, and I don't want to sound or be critical or judgmental, but what the reality is, sometimes things never change because a terminology remains the same. See, every time there's been an historical change in the world, there's another terminology that comes in. In other words, words to describe the change. And see, some people say, well, you know, God don't change. That's right. But he changes everything else. Everything. One thing you can be sure of, everything's going to change. Nothing remains the same except God. You've changed. Amen. The weather changes. Every day is different. Everything's changing all the time. You can rest assured of that. God says, I'm God and I don't change, but he changes everything. His methods and his focus change. And this is where sometimes people get caught. They don't change. God don't change. I ain't changing. You know little salamanders? If a little one get in your house, sometimes they get on my patio, they get back there, and they go to run. I'm trying to catch him to get him outside. Because I say, if you get up under that couch, you're going to die. Why? Once they get up under there, they get out of their environment and they stop running. Once they stop running, they freeze. I be trying to catch them to toss them out. Get out of here. Yeah, right. Stay in life. You stop moving. You stop changing. I'm not talking about drastic changes all the time. See, some people need to think some new thoughts. Amen. If we could see in your mind right now, it's full of cobwebs. Yeah, in the garage over in the corner, sometimes you hadn't cleaned the garage in a long time. You go up there, dust everywhere. You get a broom up there, the cobwebs. No change, just cobwebs. And so sometime in your mind, you have to garner some new thoughts. And let me tell you something, you are never too old to think new thoughts. You know, I watched a movie a while back. Maybe some of you all saw it. It was Uncle Drew. And he made a statement. He said, one guy he was talking to, and the guy said, oh, I stopped playing basketball a long time. He said, I'm too old to play basketball. He said, son, you never get too old to play basketball. You stop playing basketball. No, you get old because you stop playing basketball. That makes sense. He said, you're not too old to play. No, you got old because you stopped playing. And see, there's a principle there. Sometimes things get rough and dusty and boring and because you stopped. Felt like you're too old. You got to stay young at heart. Amen. I'm not talking about we got to be jitterbugs with your old self. I don't mean that. We'll go out and get you a convertible. Nothing wrong with convertible, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to get old in your thinking. There's a kingdom language. Apostolic dimensions are being released upon the earth. New apostolic dimensions are being released. The vehicle that carries these dimensions are the vehicle of language. The vehicle, language is a vehicle. Language expands, builds, enlarges the territories, both natural and spiritual. Your language will limit you or expand you. Hello? It enlarges territories or it shrinks territories.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.